everything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. 8:49, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
The lovely Kiki.
Hey there.
The lovely Chris Thompson.
Whoa.
Lovely.
Get your hands off my thighs.
No. You're mine now. So you're in my studio. All right. Well, let's get right to it. Well, we obviously have dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, Chris Thompson. But before we get to that, you got anything major going on right now? What are you doing?
I'm
being a stud.
Teaching a spin class.
I'm getting ready to start teaching spin. I'm getting certified for it. Work has been very busy getting ready for the SB1, the Senate Bill 1 changes that take effect this summer.
Does that have to do with insurance?
It does.
So if people have new changes, they should come see you.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Real quick, though, Chris is going up to Ann Arbor today to watch the Wolverines beat your Badgers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Just smacking that badger ass.
Yep.
See?
Bucky does have a nice ass. He really does. I'll give him that. Well, that'll be fun. I mean, I'm sad to see that you're going to watch your team lose in person, but that's all right.
It's going to be like 25. I mean, it's not even going to be close.
I don't even know how the Badgers do it. I pretend like I care. I don't know. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, they're going to win. I'm making unruly bets with it. It's great. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're staying busy. I'm glad things are going well.
Yeah.
And again, with changes coming, or maybe you have questions on your insurance, you're with a provider that you're not happy with, go see Chris. You got a lot of options. You'll do quotes for people, just there to make insurance easier on them.
Trying to.
I love it.
And shout out to Jeff. He's one of your listeners that came in on Monday to come see me.
Awesome. Yeah. There you go. Sweet. Nice job, Jeff. Be more like Jeff, you dumb sons of bitches. Go see Chris. So that's awesome. Well, good. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, home, car, life, snowmobile, camper, cycling insurance.
Cycling. Oh, nice.
You guys are spin class insurance. Can I get that before Monday?
That might be life insurance.
Yeah.
That also falls into life insurance. Yes.
How'd Kiki die? Took one of Chris's spin classes.
I'm going to try it, and I probably will.
It's convenient that I took out a huge life insurance policy on her right before she went. Uh-huh. I had Chris snuff you out.
Anyway, the other day we did a show on what would you do with $1 billion or something, and I would buy a Super Hornet, FA-18. Could you insure that by chance?
You know, I've had people ask me about planes before, and I think I can broker it through somebody. I don't know about that.
See, don't look at me like you got an answer all of a sudden. I told you.
Don't waste your time in researching what needs to happen, because that will never happen.
Yeah, come on.
True. That's true.
Maybe someday.
A couple extra DJ gigs.
Yeah. All those Pepsi points that we got building up. That's still good, right? Anyway, go see Chris. He's the man. Chris. You. Your dumb vocabulary for today, this is one we talked about earlier, childo.
Oh, you're really going to do
this? Well, I'm tweaking it a little bit. Not the full on. Childo.
A childo. You know what? There's a childo back home. You could get at a dive bar.
We can't do this one.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can.
Don't worry. I got it.
Don't worry.
I got it, Hunter. Will you put a little faith
Bill,
in me?
Hey, Bill. I said that we can't do this one. So when you come here and say, what are you guys doing? Just yell at Brock.
Childo.
Okay, but hear me out.
Yeah,
we
hear you.
Used to get childos in a big pitchers of beer, this dive bar back home. And it was a childo, and it was this big white thing that you put in there, and it had like ice in the middle of it. And they called it a childo for your pitcher of beer.
Just that's not what this is.
It kept it really, really cold, but that's what I'm going for childo. That way.
Chris, what is it? What's a childo?
I'm leaving. I don't.
Chris has children.
The fact that Hunter's over here saying we can't do this.
See, Hunter doesn't have I have everything under control.
Unless you really tweak this one.
You have nothing to worry about,
does
little buddy.
Does that have anything to do with the frozen bananas?
I'm out of this one, guys.
You're on the right path.
And your freezer, Hunter.
Yeah, by the way, Hunter's wife keeps bananas frozen in the freezer.
I heard that from yesterday. That's okay.
For smoothies.
Is that what it is?
The kids are calling it.
Yeah, that's right. God, she's always making smoothies in her bedroom. It doesn't make sense.
I hear that whirring sound. I don't know what it is. What? Oh.
She just froze a watermelon the other day.
Oh, my gosh. Time out. Pump the brakes.
Jeez.
Okay, before we go any further with the childo. I am going with a contraption with ice in it that keeps your beer cold, because I have actually used one back home. Go. Anybody else?
I'm going with a cold or frozen.
Say it, Chris.
Just call it a dodo.
Tool that a woman would use to.
Chris is right. It's a frozen dildo. That's all it
That's
is.
It? That's it. As simple as that.
It's a dildo. It's a chili dildo.
That
you put it in
sound,
there.
That's not.
This is what it's like to chew five gum.
That's not pleasure. I don't like. That's not something I.
But think about really, like a hot and cooling sensation.
He really dumbed it down for you.
Frostbite does not would not feel good down there.
No, but I mean, don't like.
I think that they do use something similar you know? For pregnant women, for women who just had babies and have like stitches.
Yeah, I'm not. You could use like. You can just put it in the fridge
and you can.
I think Kiki's just worried about chipping it too.
Yeah, he's out. Rock just left. He just didn't leave in the studio. Chris.
That's awful.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
You
man.
Are welcome on this show at any point.
I have nothing to say.
I feel bad now because I shouldn't make fun of you. You're like so innocent.
Don't ever apologize.
I'm
that is fantastic.
That I'm not that innocent.
Example, Kiki chipped her tooth on her chin.
Yes.
Always a pleasure, and thank you for continuing to support us when no one else will.
Absolutely.
That's your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency.
Chris!